Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, Mom, what's for dinner? Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last-minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives. A plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, my friends. Happy Sunday and welcome back to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm so grateful you're here. And today I will be sharing a weekly meal plan to help you reduce some of that decision fatigue around what to cook throughout the week. And I'm also going to be talking about up-leveling your containers and why you might want to set some time aside to do the same. The simple act of up-leveling your containers will bring so much ease, flow, confidence, and organization, my friends. So let's unpack this. Are you ready? You got your coffee, mama? Let's go. I want to first start out by saying this, my friends, is my 50th episode. Oh, I'm so excited. And since I launched on November 7th, like I just would have never imagined. And I'm so grateful for you for tuning in. It just makes me so happy and I feel so blessed that I get to be part of guiding you on this journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for popping in those earbuds and tuning in and choosing me. I feel so blessed. Okay, so it all started with a trip to IKEA. Do you guys have an IKEA by you? I sure hope so. No, like seriously, it's a mama's dream. So my daughter and I, Tatiana, she's 19, went on a date and we went to IKEA. As we walked through and looked at all the beautiful designed rooms and organized kitchens and cupboards and the simplicity of everything, I just soaked up all the energies, praying and hoping that the IKEA gods would bless me too. That I too could feel so organized and simplified and all the things. But, you know, I was in there and I was like, why can't I organize like that? Why can't I set up my room like that? Why can't I have a cupboard that looks like that? But this, my friends, is a slippery slope. We all have IKEA guides or the creative gods within us, right? And we just have to change our script. And we have to have more faith in ourselves. We need to talk to ourselves like we would to our BFF or to our kids, right? We would never say to our friend, you're a disorganized mess. You are uncreative. You're a hot mess. And trust me, these thoughts have come through my head a lot until I learned to flip the script, right? So anyways, I went through IKEA, just embracing the moment for what it was. Spending beautiful time with my daughter, eating the delicious meatballs and Swedish cake, and giving myself permission to go through the bottom part of IKEA where they sell everything and just pick a few things that I can switch to enhance my pantry right now. Notice how I said a few. I'm not going in with the headspace, I need to reorganize my entire pantry. I said, I'm going to buy a few things. Just a few things that are going to up-level my pantry, which I thought. And this, my friend, is the same as meal planning. Sometimes we get stuck in our heads. We become paralyzed when we think we have to think about to make 7 dinners for the week. But girlfriend, that can be a lot if you don't meal plan at all. So break it down. And how about you, again, flip the switch or flip the script? Change your thinking and say, this week I'm going to plan 2 meals. Or start with 1 if you've never done this before. It's okay. And do that for a couple weeks. And work your way up to 2, and then 3, then 4. And try to be 1% better every week. This is not a race, my friend. It's a journey. And every little bit matters. And let me tell you, I chose a few. And I mean a few. I think like 5 glass jars with bamboo lids. They really thanked me. And at first, when I brought them home, I was overwhelmed and my pantry was a disaster. I didn't know even where to start. So I left the containers on my island and I poured myself a cup of tea and I just gave myself a minute. And then I started with 1 shelf and 1 container. And then that was easy. So I did another shelf and another container. And my daughter, who is 11, was pouring and labeling, and she was in her glory. And my son was the runner, you know, put this in the garage, put this in donation, etc. And my friend, it went from a job I dreaded to a beautiful moment of connection, expansion, and organization. And sometimes we just have to let go, let it be, and just have some fun with it. It doesn't have to be this dreadful task, right? Like meal planning can be a dreadful task. Organization can be a dreadful task. Tell yourself I'm organized. Tell yourself you're an amazing creative meal maker for your family. And tell yourself this is easy, not hard. Because when you tell yourself you're easy, your mind believes it, and it creates more easy, more flow, more ease, more grace, right? If you tell yourself hard, it's going to give you more hard. So be mindful. Tell yourself, I'm a dinner warrior. I'm a weeknight meal master or a dinner ninja. Which one resonates with you? Let me know in the Facebook group. I can meal plan with ease and grace. I am confident and creative in the kitchen. I love this one. This one like resonates with me so much. I am confident and creative in the kitchen. I am a dinner warrior, right? Because babe, you are. Let's let go of all the BS that is bogging us down and let it go. Who cares if you've never meal planned before? Or who cares if you've tried it and didn't follow through? Today is a new day, my friend. So choose today to make meal planning easy in whatever capacity that is for you. Don't underestimate any effort. It's all worthy and it all deserves praise. So celebrate, because I'm celebrating with you, my friend. Even if you just prepped the vegetables for the week, or if you made a giant pasta salad, so you have it for lunches, or you took out the meat before you went to work. Like, those are all things that you are winning at, my friend. And if you want to see my pantry, the before, the after, and the mess in between, be sure to become an insider. I give you all the goods, including the recipes for this week's meal plan. So be sure to join. The link is in the show notes. And my friends, you want to for sure get this episode, this email, because I am super vulnerable. You are going to see my kitchen island and almost probably have a heart attack as I did. But you know what? The end result was so worth it. And I hope that you've seen it gives you a little bit of inspiration, again, in whatever capacity that is for you. Okay, my friend, here is my weekly meal plan. Monday is crunchy chicken ranch with veggies. Tuesday is sticky pork chops in slow cooker with rice and frozen vegetables. Wednesday is a chili with biscuits. I just buy the biscuits package, and I literally add water and bake them. It's so easy. And then Thursday's a chicken mushroom tortellini. Friday's steak sandwich and Caesar salad. Saturday is a taco salad. And then Sunday, we're going to have waffles and bacon. I have a waffle, like a Belgian waffle maker, so we're going to do it in that. Kind of fun. I know you could do crepes or pancakes if you don't have a waffle maker, whatever you like. And again, make these your own. Take some, leave some. Change them, do whatever you like. I'm just here to give you some ideas so it can help reduce some of your decision fatigue. Okay, I hope this episode blesses you. Be sure to become an insider, as that's where we connect even deeper. The link is in the show notes. Happy planning, and let me know your few containers that you're gonna up-level. And who knows, you might end up revamping your whole pantry like I did over a week and feel like a rock star. So have a blessed and beautiful week, my friends, and tune in on Wednesday. I'll be waiting for you. Bye for now. And there you have it, my beautiful mama. If this episode encouraged, inspired, or helped you in some way, I'd love if you share it with a friend so they can be encouraged too. Then let's hang out at the Meal Planning for Busy Moms Insider. I share weekly tips, inspiration, and menu plans and recipes you won't find on the podcast. So the link will be in the show notes, and I'll be waiting for you in my next episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Bye for now.